It's time to look for more from your animal nutrition provider. And more is exactly what Purina delivers. When you choose Purina, you can be confident knowing you're helping your animals reach their fullest potential. Visit PurinaMills.com to figure out how you can get more from your feed company.
A fast-moving frontal system dropping down from Canada will pass through the northern plains and upper Midwest tomorrow, and that is likely to set off a little bit of shower activity and bring an end to our warm weather for just a little while. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. The temperatures across the region at this hour are still very pleasant, and we're looking at readings mostly in the 70s. There are some temperatures out to the southwest that are already pushing up near and slightly above 80 degrees. We're going to see quite a few areas this afternoon breach the 80 degree mark. It's going to be a great day. The winds are going to be relatively light and varied across the region, and that is going to allow for aggressive farming activity to occur in the areas that are not too wet. And those areas that have been a little bit too wet are going to have an excellent opportunity to see some quick drying conditions evolve. The frontal boundary I mentioned will be pushing into the region tonight, starting in the northwest corner of North Dakota. Most of us will have a very warm night tonight, and if you want to work on into the evening, you certainly have that a potential here because the winds will continue to be relatively light and we'll look for warm bias conditions through the evening. Well, the frontal system tonight and especially tomorrow will go ahead and push through the entire listening area. We will expect to see a few showers accompany the frontal system. There might be a rumble or two of thunder in a few spots as well. But the frontal system is going to be quick moving, and as it does progress across the region, most of us will not see a large volume of precipitation. An upper level low pressure center will follow the front and will allow for drizzle and light rain showers to still continue into the day on Thursday across the northeast corner of North Dakota and northern Minnesota. The cool air coming in behind it will then allow for some drying to occur, but at a slower pace. Obviously, the moisture totals that are going to occur with this frontal boundary will run from a trace upwards to maybe 3 or 4 tenths of an inch. The exception may be in those few locations in the eastern part of our region that will see a little bit of thunderstorm activity. And for them, a quarter to three quarters of an inch of rain and some locally greater amounts will be possible. The precipitation that comes with the upper level low, though, in northeastern North Dakota and portions of northern Minnesota will not likely be more than an additional trace to around a tenth, maybe 15 hundredths of an inch. Again, much of that will occur Thursday. After that, we're back into the dry again. Temperatures will be cooling down. Friday morning, we could have some patches of soft frost across parts of the region, but we'll quickly rebound with temperatures getting back into the 70s as we go into the weekend. In the meantime, tomorrow afternoon, we'll still have temperatures in the 70s and some 80 degree readings in the eastern parts of the region. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.